Well, speaking of news, did you hear that Disney and Fox have reopened negotiations? See, good news just keeps coming.
Hold on, so what is that, does that mean?
That means Fantastic Four, X-Men. Enough said.
Oh, in the Marvel Universe. Wow.
Absolutely.
I wonder, are they going to recast everyone?
And guess what they're still shooting? Avengers 4. Which means, guess what? It gets better.
Hold on, wait a minute. Fox and
Disney are back at the table negotiating. X-Men and Fantastic Four coming to the MCU, and Avengers 4 is still being shot. And the rumor is Thanos ain't gonna have the whole gauntlet till the fourth one, which means, guess what? We actually gonna get a true representation of the Infinity Gauntlet.
If that occurs,
game
DC is over. Done.
Set match.
Checkmate. DC, don't even waste your money anymore.
No more movies.
And then there's 20 films planned after that. Just sit down, develop the contract, hire the Beast Gang. We'll fix your problems. For a large sum of money. And then you can thank us later.
James and Mike write movies. I can direct and do cinematography. Keith can go fetch coffee.
I'm gonna hand Keith a whiteboard and say Superman right on top. Here you go. Do what you do.
I'd be like, we begin with Superman Returns. But not even just a joke.
Poor joke.
Damn.
I have been saying this.
I didn't know they did, so they're gonna go with Fantastic Four. Still's got some life into it.
Fantastic Four can be salvaged.
Yeah, after that Fox movie, the last one.
Understand, honestly, Keith, and I'm being completely honest with you. Despite how bad Fantastic Four has been and however many X-Men movies we had, even if Dark Phoenix comes out and it's one of the worst pieces of crap to ever exist.
They better not fuck that shit up.
If you literally put Wolverine in an official Marvel movie, you don't even have to do the rest of the X-Men. I'm talking about just literally smack Wolverine on the screen in a yellow costume.
With Hugh Jackman's body double.
Game over.
And yeah, Matt is
literally game over.
I mean, literally, all he's going to do is supply the voice and a couple close-ups.
That's it.
And actual acting.
Everybody's going to go hype and lose it, especially me. Because we've been waiting for that to happen. Hugh Jackman literally said in one interview before he left the role, he said, if I could go in the Marvel Universe, I'd stay on. They just didn't want to do it. But like I said, Packy's had this theory for about a year now. And shout out to him. And Darth Castle and the whole thing they're doing. He said a year ago, he said, I think the deal's already been done. They're just playing this whole thing out so that when Avengers 4 hits, it's like, surprise, but it's already been in the works to begin with.
Do y'all think they're going to recast? Like,
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it all gets recast.
Yeah, I think they'll recast the whole thing.
There's no one, with the exception of Hugh Jackman and
James McAvoy.
He's good, but I'll give him props. Like, at the end of that last X-Men movie, the look of him and stuff, it fit. But Professor Xavier needs to be in his late 40s, early
50s. Yeah, I think they'll go to an older person to do Xavier, do that whole thing. Honestly, I think the whole sticking point, to be completely honest with you, is Deadpool. I think Fox made so much money, had so much success with Deadpool, that when they went back to the table, it was like, nah, we're not giving it back to me now. So we figured it out. I keep saying, if the negotiation is that, this is why I say they need to hire us to just put us at the table. Because I look at both sides and say, look, you keep Deadpool. I don't give a shit. Keep that. Give us everything else. Especially Fantastic Four, because you're not going to save that. You tried it, failed miserably. That movie is a complete piece of garbage.
That's kind of funny. They give Fantastic
Four. Hold on. I remember watching that movie. Then I talked to Keith. He was like, it can't be that bad.
That movie is
Which one? The original?
The latest one is so terrible.
I was like, Keith. He's like, no, it can't be that bad. Like, Keith, you don't understand. This is a terrible movie.
It is terrible.
I mean, I couldn't get through the first sitting. I'd be like, what the fuck am I
watching? I watched the whole thing.
Terrible. But you get Marvel to get it.
But
with the right cast and the right version of Doctor Doom. You also give us Silver Surfer and Galactus, which Marvel will spend the money on the proper CGI to make sure they look true up to snuff. It's not going to be a damn cloud.
We'll say that the Silver Surfer from the second movie, Doug Jones and Lawrence Fishburne that was a good combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone else surrounding that movie was bad.
Absolutely.
Even Chris Evans.
But Chris Evans has redeemed himself as Captain America. Will Michael B. Jordan do the same thing now in Black Panther?
Well, yeah, I think he's going to be pretty good.
See what happens when Marvel gets people.
Oh, man. The funny thing about Chris Evans, man, is like, I don't want Captain America to die.
I told you my theory.
I mean, I think they're going to, like, you know, exit them out of there.
No,
like,
somebody's dying.
It's going to be Hawkeye. They alluded to it.
They could have did it then. I mean,
they kind of did allude to it.
I mean, you have to have the Scarlet Witch. She's somewhat popular, at least since Age of Ultron. Captain America.
I don't think they're going to kill him. I think he's just going to pass the mantle on.
Steve Rogers will retire. He'll still be alive, but he'll just retire.
Or and you know what may happen?
Either Bucky or the Falcon will take over.
But you know what may happen? Mike, you know how, like, in a comic, his serum wore off?
Yeah, and I thought for a while that might be how they go, is that his serum wears off, and then it's either Bucky or Falcon that takes over for Cap. I think it'll be Bucky, because they already kind of alluded to it when he had the shield and was like, I got to give me one of these. But I think it might be Tony.
What, to die?
Yeah.
I don't think Iron Man's needed in the Marvel universe.
I don't want it to be him, of course, but...
Well, I would just say from a... acting standpoint, I think Robert Downey Jr. has done enough with the character that it can be supplanted by something else. It can be supplanted by Spider-Man, another Captain America movie, Black Panther. Like, those franchises have made that leap.
Life and, without Tony Stark.
Yeah, they have made that leap. So when you had the first Iron Man movie and then the Incredible Hulk, it was like, oh, well, Tony Stark showed up. He's the whole link between all this. Like, now all that stuff is just beyond S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything else, it just doesn't need to exist any longer for him.
It's just like Nick Fury. Nick Fury did his part, and I don't think he's going to be back.
Well, Sam has said he wants to come back, but his contract was so, well, all their contracts in a way. It's kind of a ridiculous system how it works, but, I mean, Sam Jackson's benefit worked very well because he did a 9-picture deal, but every time you make an appearance in a movie, they count it as a picture. So, literally, when he does one scene, that's one picture on the contract for hardly any work.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to ask y'all this. Who y'all think going to be the next batch of Avengers? Because didn't they say it's going to be like 20 movies afterwards or something like that?
Well, I'll probably say Spider-Man, Scarlet Witch, probably Bucky or Falcon.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Bucky,
like, only person I think is going to die, Machine. To be honest with you, is going to be, well, Vision's going to die.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye may croak. And probably Rhodey.
No, I think they keep him...
He's already out. I mean, his back was broken and stuff, so he's
No, but he's in the movie.
Yeah.
No,
he's in the movie because Tony's going
to
give him
Man, he was walking legs. By the end of the movie, the end of Age of Ultron.
But he was just rehabbing.
I think Tony Stark will figure it out to allow him to walk again.
Yeah.
Through the suit. I mean, the suits run themselves in the first place.
All right. Falcon's not going to die because Falcon's very popular as well. Black Panther is, of course, he just got here.
Yeah, so he'll be one of the Avengers. Moving forward,
Falcon would be one.
Well, yeah, I think solo movies. Who's got it enough to carry a movie by themselves?
After February, it's going to be Black Panther.
I'll probably say between him and Thor. I think Thor sticks around.
Thor will still be there.
But everyone Thor else. Yeah.
Kind of got revitalized after that.
He kind of got like a reboot.
Well, because his character changed after the last movie. So he is now a little bit more Odin-esque.
That's working for him, actually. The whole one eye and everything. Proves what Barry said, that Odin-esque, that kind of maturity and stuff, that works. But at the same time, like, it's all going to be about who can carry a film by themselves. And those would be your Avengers, like, moving forward. Or your main.
Spider-Man. I have a feeling Doctor Strange will still be there because he's only got one movie, so.
He's got a few.
They're going to definitely carry it more with him, some. Marvel's supposed to be really intricate following Avengers 4. Because her movie is supposed to tie into Avengers 4 to kind of explain some stuff.
Course, the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to still be around.
Right. But I don't see them being Avengers. I see them still having their own kind of...
No, they're going to have their own thing. I'm just saying, I don't think anyone's going to die out of that group.
Well, what I would say is that it would be a smart time for this movie to introduce Namor, the Submariner, and then he also become an Avenger.
Aren't there some roles in Infinity War that aren't... known?
There's a lot that's not known because they asked Sebastian Stan about it when he premiered the trailer on Good Morning America, and he's confirmed that yes, they did not get full copies of the script, that they literally get their script and only their lines when they show up to set that day. So he said he literally just did a scene the other day as Bucky, and he has no idea which movie it's going to be in because it's doing reshoots and scenes for this one to tie back in. So he's like, he doesn't know if it's going to be in this movie, if it's going to be in Avengers 4, what the context of it is. Nothing. He just did his lines
and
that's it.
Yeah, they keep him definitely in. That's actually cool, man.
So they're keeping a really tight lid on everything. And that's why it kind of goes back to like what Packy was saying about, let's theoretically say the Fox deal is done. Jay, I told you this a long time ago. The biggest oh shit moment would be if Fantastic Four showed up all of a sudden. Or if anything Galactus or Silver Surfer or Late It even got hinted to. Or even X-Men in this movie. Before it ever got leaked and announced to the public. Because everybody be like, what? Seriously? Huh?
Yeah, but it's like the thing about the X-Men and about mutants in general. Marvel's been, the last 5-6 years, they've been doing everything they can to kind of scale back on X-Men. It's all been about the Avengers, the Inhumans.
I think that's because Fox has done such a poor job with X-Men.
You know, they canceled Fantastic Four comic book. I don't know if that came back yet or anything. I know they were doing that specifically to, like, not give Fox any material.
Right, because, again, the Spider-Man situation is my biggest example. Sony kept doing Spider-Man, and they kept messing up. And Marvel finally came back to the table and said, give it to us and let us do it right. Because we have a system, it's working, we know what to do with our own characters. And Sony finally got the common sense thing of, okay, so hold on, so you're telling me we can lend you this guy back, and you're going to do the legwork, and we still get money off of it? How would you not sign that deal?
Yeah, I mean, shit, you get money for not doing shit.
Right, Fox is still under the impression of, we can ride this X-Men wave, and we're going to keep making money. It's the same problem that DC has. DC knows for a fact they're making shitty movies. The problem is when it comes out in the movie theater or it comes on home video, they're still seeing $400 million at the end of the day. So they're like, well, whatever. It's a crappy movie, but you still paid to see it. So they're not worried about doing the Marvel numbers per se. They're just like, okay, well, we'll still ride this wave. We'll spend a little bit, make our little bit back, and just trying to keep this thing going until we get it right. And all Marvel is telling Fox is, look, you messed up Fantastic Four. Stop being stingy. Just give it back so we'll get it right. And if they offered them the same deal they offered Sony, Fox is just greedy and stupid. Because why would you not give it back to get paid off of something you don't have to do anything with?
No, Universal, that's the other thing.
Universal had enough sense to say, okay, we won't sell you back the Incredible Hulk, but yes, go ahead and use it. Why not take the money off of it? And clearly Marvel was getting it right. We can't get an Incredible Hulk solo movie because Universal won't let go of the reins enough for that, but we still get them. I say X-Men has been done horribly wrong for a while now, other than a few actors. You can go Hugh Jackman, which, mind you, Logan should have been done years ago, and they finally got that right when he's bowing out. Michael Fassbender's Magneto, and I'm almost sure he's getting ready to bow out of that role. McAvoy was a smart casting, but, I mean, the rest of us, kind of, we're all tired of Mystique. Mystique shouldn't even be a focal
point. Mystique, I don't know why she even has that much of a role.
Right,
because Jennifer Lawrence not acting as, and you know damn well, because there ain't no way she'd get roles for her talent. I fucking sat in that movie Mother for 2 hours and 1 minute, man. Okay? I'm sorry.
Calm down, James.
It has some redeeming qualities.
Hold on, what did you just say?
I'm going to stop. Let me stop. I didn't see the damn movie, man, so let me stop. But not, okay, so, I mean, the thing with Fox is that the X-Men in and of itself is its own massive universe. It's fucking insane. They built a franchise off of it, but to your point, they fucked it up. And mainly, one of the biggest reasons they fucked it up is that they don't have a formula for how to make a good X-Men movie. They're too stuck with, who's that, Singer?
Yeah.
Model of doing it. Like, I don't know why
Singer's kind of gotten to the point of Zack Snyder that his style is so predictable that it's a detriment to the movie.
Well, I mean, Bryan Singer's thing was that he was just adding characters in and then changing them up. The wrong time period, just like mixing them all up. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, but I was miffed with the whole, we're going to have Havoc be the older brother.
Yeah.
Scott be the younger brother. I mean, like, the whole hallmark for Cyclops is that
he was the
older, responsible one who was, his powers were completely out of control, but
he was disciplined.
Yeah, he was extremely disciplined. It was all about his leadership. That made him a good leader and everything. And Havoc was the one who was just buck wild and out of control. They didn't get the characterizations right. And even in the original X-Men trilogy, Professor Xavier, I mean, he had the look right and the attitude, but in truth, he didn't do shit. He would come in, say some words of wisdom, then he'd be taken out for, like, the rest of the movie.
With him, they always hinted at how powerful Xavier was, but never really went to show you how powerful he was.
Yeah, that is true. Like, to be honest with you, I actually liked the James Marsden as a Cyclops. I mean, he looked the role.
Yeah.
They definitely did.
He had personality. You know,
for the love of God.
Until he went to do
the movie.
Well, until James Marsden went to go do Superman Returns.
Yeah, I'm not joking. I do not like Gambit.
Man, that is part of why you and I don't get along.
Gambit is a Wolverine clone. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever, man.
I'm not sure what point you're trying to make, Keith.
It's getting pretty disrespectful. The point I'm trying
to make, Gambit sucks, man. He was a bullshit character, and like, you even know his backstory?
Yes. You asking me?
I mean, God, he sucked, dude.
Well, I'll tell you one person he's better than.
Go for it, Superman.
Yes. I'm glad you know. I'm glad you're aware of this. Name and commit our friendship. Okay?
Yeah, they're supposed to shoot Gambit in the spring.
With who?
Channing Tatum. It is moving forward.
I will say that he has gotten better as an actor.
I don't know, though, man, because I think he's going to try too hard. His name Tyler Kitsch. He
Taylor
wasn't
Kitsch.
Bad. It's just like, I think the writing was horrible for him.
The other problem is you can't just do Gambit without doing the Creole accent.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you can't do a little silly one that doesn't make any sense.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You know who had the best fucking Gambit accent? X-Men cartoon.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit. That's
they're talking
up.
About bringing that back, too.
Shit. Bring it back the right way?
I don't know, but furthers my speculation that this deal might be getting done. Because Marvel bases a lot of their cartoons based on the movie Cinematic Universe.
I hope so. And you know what? I want to see, like, other X-Men. Like, they have so many X-Men villains. And please, for the love of God, for the love of God, please do the Phoenix Saga correctly.
We'll find out next year. I got
nah, man.
I think Fox has gotten to a point with Deadpool where they know how to do things that they're not as bad off as Sony, definitely not as bad off as Warner Brothers. They have had successful and mildly successful movies.
What'll tell you a lot with Dark Phoenix is if it's rated R. If it comes up rated R, then that's gonna be might be pretty solid and it might be done correctly.
Also, forgot to mention Logan. Obviously, shows that they got it right. I like the Wolverine. Some people don't like that movie.
No, I liked it. It's a good movie. Especially the uncut version. That shit was pretty fucking good.
Pretty brutal.
I'm a Jumbo Silver Samurai.
Yeah, that was a bit much, but... I won't lie.
I will say, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, that part just always bothered the hell out of me.
But that is my favorite line of Wolverine comics.
Japan.
Yeah, Japanese angle.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Oh, okay. You said storyline. I was just saying one lines.
No, yeah. Storyline.
Yeah. See, even he has a good storyline.
Uh-oh. But yeah, we can get Mr. Sinister.
Shit. Fucking add Omega Red.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what I'm saying. There's so much Marvel would do.
Add a real Sabretooth.
Liev Schreiber wasn't horrible as Sabretooth, but it was...
He was saddled in a bad movie.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah. I think he was okay as Sabretooth. It was just like you
I think
said,
Jay's talking about the first one.
I was talking about, yeah, the first one was fucking wrestler.
Yeah, dude used to be a wrestler or something.
And can we all agree that the first X-Men, Halle Berry, was the worst part of it?
Man, I've said from day one, I still don't understand how she got cast as Storm.
What do you think happens to frogs when they're struck by lightning?
No, stop. Stop. They could have cast Iman, put a white wig on her, and had her not say a word.
The
just
same thing that happens to everything else. Mike
would have worked.
They croak.
Shit, fuck that. We needed Angela Bassett. Now look, you look at her now in Black Panther. I'm like, that's Storm.
Yeah, Lupita though. I said for a long time, get Lupita Mohawk, and we definitely be in business.
When is X-Men supposed to come out?
Next year. I forget the date because just about.
What's up with New Mutants?
Infinity War. So
yeah, about a New Mutants, Jane. Like a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, Jane. I thought you all over that now.
I wasn't sure if it was a horror movie because I'm thinking New Mutants is fucking. This X-Men shit. That's X-Men property.
That's what Cable premiered in.
Yeah, exactly. To have the so, issue. It's in the Marvel Universe. Well, Fox. Marvel
Fox.
Universe.
Fox. Fox. Fox.
I'm thinking like, dude, what?
I don't know, man. Fox is grasping to try to hold on to stuff, but they need to just get the deal done. I mean, they're doing Venom with Tom Hardy. Oh,
God.
I don't know how that's going to go, although they did say he's trying to bulk up a bit, so.
I mean,
Tom Hardy is an actor.
How tall is he?
He's not tall. He's short. Because actually, I said Tom Hardy should play Wolverine if they wanted to do it accurate.
Yes. Yes.
And what were you saying, Barry? Tom Hardy what?
No, so Tom Hardy is a good enough actor to carry that movie.
Yeah. He's a good actor, man.
Yeah.
What was that movie he was in that he played twins and shit? I was like, what? Like, Gangster Twins.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. I never saw the
movie. Yeah, I saw that movie.
I forgot the name of it. Fuck.
It was called Legend, man.
Yeah. People would tend to forget that Blade was the first movie to set this shit off.
Absolutely. Me and Packy talked about it one day. I said, people sleep, but Blade was fucking like that.
Yeah. I mean, Blade had the drama, had the action.
Blade is a very good movie, because that was back when comic book movies were still kind of like the honky touche thing, like, oh, it's a comic book movie.
No, we're talking about Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
But Blade was something different, because it is like a C-level character and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It honestly didn't matter. Actually, that was a movie where they actually took the character seriously.
Yeah, they did. The reason why is because Wesley Snipes had a hand in doing that shit.
Blade was thorough. That's one of the best opening action sequences I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's aged pretty well, too.
Well, because it's a good movie. The third movie, on the other hand.
Like, the first one and the second one was the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the third movie as much as everyone else did.
Guillermo del Toro. That movie introduced me to Guillermo del Toro.
What, part two?
Yeah.
Yep.
And his visual style, the way that he shoots action. And then you go to Hellboy, which...
I actually like Hellboy.
Not saying
Hellboy,
they were bad.
I like the first one, too.
The second one, there's elements that I like about it. Subpar
compared to the first one.
But Blade Trinity, that garbage. Yeah. Where you have holding a baby hostage on the top of a roof.
Yeah, Barry, you and I talked about this shit so many fucking times, man.
Keith, how are you defending that movie?
I didn't defend it. I didn't hate it as much as most.
Because you like it because of Ryan Reynolds.
It's not going to do that, man.
I thought he was pretty funny. I'm like, no, he wasn't. He was the worst part about that movie, though.
And plus, Triple H was in it, man.
I was at Triple H, though.
The Vampire Dog.
Vampire Dogs, yep. Like you said, Barry, you and I talked about this. Why the fuck is Dracula running from Blade? Like, for real, for real.
He wanted to talk to him.
Why? He is the most powerful vampire. He's the most powerful vampire.
He can just talk to him. What the fuck is the point of running?
You're debating the story. I didn't rate the damn movie, man. I'm just saying that I didn't hate it as much as you guys.
I was asking you because you...
The movie's terrible. And you're stupid.
Man, you hate a lot of movies, though.
I hate you.
So it's not new and stuff. So I don't know what to say anymore.
I hate you. All right? I hate you because you like that movie.
I mean, you gave it more zeros than I've ever seen in my life, man. Zero is supposed to be...
You gave a zero to Murder on the Orient Express.
That was one of like two movies. Well, actually, I gave, what's the name? Blair Witch. Wait, what did I get?
I don't think you gave it a zero. I think James did. Oh,
because it made me laugh.
Let's look at the scores.
Goddamn shit.
James gave it a 0.5. He gave it a 2.5. But yeah, Keith, how do you defend that 2.5?
It was unintentionally funny, but it was funny.
I think the lowest score that you gave, other than Orient Express, is that 2.5. Your recollection is wrong.
I found Blair Witch unintentionally funny. I stand by my score. And I get Blade Trinity a 7.
A 7?
So put that out there.
You are a terrible person.
Put that
okay,
in.
Okay, Barry.
Put that in your Google Docs, all right?
Barry, I got something for you. All right, so Suicide Squad or Blade Trinity?
Oh, fucking God.
Dude. Well, which one's better?
Lord have mercy.
Yep.
Oh, I'll sit through Blade Trinity before I will Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easy for me. I would watch Blade Trinity. If Blade Trinity came on right now, I would watch it.
God, I couldn't even make it through Suicide Squad a second time.
I don't remember anything that happened in Suicide Squad. I remember Whistler dying, Ryan Reynolds being annoying.
You guys were commenting on it. Like, I remember, like, the girl twerking. And what? The villain, the Enchantress, kinda, like, shimmy and shaking and
stuff.
The
name, Enchantress.
Oh, the one I was trying to raise Dracula.
Yeah, the Enchantress. Oh,
the Enchantress.
Oh, yeah, she was twerking like shit, though.
I remember Will Smith being a father.
How can you forget that?
Yeah.
Which is going on.
Made everyone know that he was a father.
It was the crux of the movie. Like, I'm going to shoot the bullet of love. Oh! I'm like, yo.
Yeah, the bullet of love, man. Fuck that shit.
She's a supernatural being. You shooting a gun at her. How? Like, no, Daddy. Why? No.
You sound like me now. Shit.
No, Daddy. No, Daddy. Do not shoot her.
But nothing beats a motherfucking mother. That's what I'm saying. I will stick with that till I die.
Oh, James is giving a couple of zeros. Resident Evil last chapter.
Oh, yeah, that shit was bad. That shit was bad, Barry. You saw it. You saw it, right?
I'm watching. I've got more discerning palate. You know, I'll probably like
movies. I did give it a zero. James is also giving a zero.
And a zero. Yo, what the hell? Like, a zero means that there was no entertainment value in it.
There was no entertainment value with that movie.
No.
You didn't like one single aspect.
No, I don't even remember that movie. That's how much I didn't like it.
No.
What movie are you talking about?
Resident Evil.
The last chapter. So hold on.
The last chapter.
Hold on. We're also.
I think it should only get a zero if you actually walk out on the film, because at that point you're just fed up where you don't want to see the end of it. That's what I classify as a zero.
Well, hold on. James is also given a zero to Rings.
Yes. Yes.
Did you walk out of it?
Like that movie? Did you walk out?
I was about to walk out. I did not walk out though.
So then it should have at least got a one.
Hell no. I spent money. I'm getting my money's worth. Fuck that.
And James is also given a zero to Death Note.
Yes.
The new one on Netflix?
Yeah, it was terrible.
That was not good.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm starting to get to see a pattern here.
James is also given a zero to the worst movie.
Assassin's Creed.
Of 2017. Mother.
Yeah.
It apparently breaks up relationships. Think Jennifer Lawrence and Darren Aronofsky
aren't dating anymore.
Wait, they were dating?
Yes. I'm saying I didn't know they were even dating.
See, that proves my point. She can't act for shit. She can't act for shit. She can look some as a mother, man. If I see that in any other movie, man, I'm just gonna fucking.
She got one coming out next year.
She broke up with dude. Did she
break man. Up? Fuck her, man.
After her next movie, I know she's done for like a year or something. She's just taking a break for a while.
Oh, this is going to be a shit show. Mary Magdalene, they got a movie coming out about her.
What?
Directed by Garth Davis.
What the fuck did he direct?
That movie, Lion.
That was actually not that bad.
Joaquin Phoenix is playing Jesus.
That is terrible.
Why is that not surprising?
Chiwetel Ejiofor is playing Peter.
Now, do you think part of the reasons why they probably did not name Avengers Part 2? Or whatever, Infinity Gauntlet, Stones, whatever, Part 2, whatever they're going to name it, is possibly because they're going to acquire more talent.
It's possible. Originally, it was entitled Infinity War Part 2. It was Part 1 and Part 2 when they first announced it. And then suddenly, they just came out and said, okay, they're two separate movies now. So one's going to be Avengers 3, and Avengers 4 is untitled. I always said Avengers 4 will always be Infinity Gauntlet. And it could still beat the title, because in Infinity Gauntlet in the comics, it was all the Marvel Universe to try to stop Thanos. So even if you added Fantastic Four, X-Men, and all that, it would still work.
Because, I mean, there were talks between the two, and they never denied that they weren't trying to make it. It was just halted as of now.
Right. Well, and
the last one I read.
And they had a tweet like earlier this year where somebody said that when it was kind of a rumor that they had been at the table talking, and then Fox, I think, put a tweet out and said, you're not quite sure what all we're actually talking about. Something like that. And everybody's like, okay, well, what does that mean?
You think it's going to be one of those things where, like, Marvel has creative control, although they get part of, Fox has part of the profit? Because I'm going to tell you now, Spider-Man is, in my opinion, is probably at his all-time high compared to when Spider-Man first came out.
Absolutely. And I think that's, again, I think
Loved Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. I thought he was pretty good. I didn't think the second actor was that bad either.
Andrew Garfield fell victim to Sony.
Bad writing.
Yeah. He fell victim to that whole thing. And then Toby was straight for 1 and 2. 3 was just terrible.
2 was actually pretty good. Now,
James. I know how much you like Sam Raimi.
Oh, shit.
Will you defend Spider-Man 3?
No. No.
I love how quick he just said no.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even like that shit. So.
Sam Raimi didn't actually direct.
What, he's on a 3?
Spider-Man 3?
If I'm not mistaken, he was kind of already bowed out a bit, and that was kind of like a, yeah, I'll do it, but whatever. Because I don't even think he was originally all fully on board for 3.
But think about the possibilities, though. I mean, do you think that they probably left the opening for it, hence why they did not name it, let alone a plot?
Yeah. Marvel's so calculated, and Feige seems to be...
big picture oriented.
So, yeah, very forethought. This is where we're trying to get to. Down the line, I think he already had it set in his mind, especially after the Sony deal got done, of there's a real possibility we could get certain characters back if we really push this and get the deal done with Fox.
They have the money for it.
Absolutely. And because Disney owns Marvel now, you have the money to acquire this outright. And I even told Packy that one day. I said, if Disney really wants to, they could throw a load of money so big at Fox that Fox would never turn it down.
Well, I mean, you also have Disney with Star Wars.
Right.
Disney with the mouse. And then Disney with Marvel. Disney with Pixar. Just raking in dough.
Yep. I mean, basically just be a monopoly at that point.
Give me some good ass movies that are somewhat faithful to the comic book. I'll be okay. Do you think Magnus will ever appear?
I would put it like this. Get the deal done. Just pull out your Marvel Universe encyclopedia and anybody is fair game. I think you'll get so many characters.
I think they're going to bring in Moon Knight.
And doesn't Guardians of the Galaxy come out between Infinity Gauntlet, between Avengers 3 and 4?
I know it's Captain Marvel and Ant-Man and Wasp. They've said that Guardians 3 is green lit, but James Gunn has not really confirmed what all it's going to be about, when it's supposed to come out. Because
Adam Warlock has to be in Infinity
Gauntlet. Well, that's just it. Well, James Gunn literally came out and said that he threw that in last minute at the end, and he said he never really had a plan to cast him and put him in the movie.
Although in the comic book, he had a vital role.
Right. I think that's BS, too. I think this is more, okay, well, just don't say nothing, because it's so tight-knit about what's going on this set that, again, they originally said 75 characters. We didn't get 75 in the trailer. We haven't even heard about 75.
Do you think we're going to see people in passing? You know what would be funny as shit, Mike? If all of a sudden, like, you see all these fighters, and then you see all these people who we never thought would be in the universe
disappear
in the background.
Well, like, hold on. As long as it's not like the Justice League where there was a Green Lantern in the movie.
Nah.
The reason to me they went wrong with that was you literally saw him, he died, ring flew to the screen. If Marvel was to do it, this is exactly what I would say. It would be Avengers 4. It'd be a huge-ass battle, be them against Thanos in the galaxy somewhere. And let's say you want to introduce Nova. Nova would literally show up, would fight. I don't know if he have a line or not, but you know it's him. You'd see him do something that would make you, that would pique your interest enough to say, okay, I want to see more of that.
Nova's the guy with the yellow mask and flies, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Part of the Nova Corps, he has a little bit extra than everybody else.
He wears a suit. And yeah, this gives him powers, flight, invulnerability, super strength.
I want to see Silver Surfer in that shit, though. Surfer was
exactly
a vital role in there.
That's why Fox needs to get the deal done, because you need Galactus and Silver Surfer. If you can put that on a Marvel film, game over. It's done.
Because you do know, like, that part where they show Bruce Banner landing in the mansion?
Yep.
That was actually from the comic book, except the difference was that Silver Surfer was the one that landed.
I have told Jay this 100 times. I really hope this deal has already been done. Silver Surfer Galactus show up somehow in this movie. I don't give a damn if it's a quick 10-second shot.
I'm going to lose it. Keep them in there.
Absolutely. I swear to you, I will lose it if I see Silver Surfer go across the screen.
Honestly, I think there's some shit that's going on in the background that they're just not saying.
Yeah.
That way it can wow, because it serves the best interests of both Fox and fucking Marvel, because imagine the hype on it. I think one of the reasons why Justice League went down outside of the many multiple changes was word of mouth. Fuck that movie up.
And I said, if this was me directing this movie, then Avengers 3 would literally end just like this. Thanos would get the last stone, form the gauntlet, screen goes black, and then in the post-credit scene, you would literally get the Fantastic Four talking to the Avengers about, well, we know what this dude is and how to stop him, and then you just wait for a year later to get this thing started back up.
Now, would you actually show anybody, though? You would actually have them show the characters?
I told Jay, Justice League to me went very wrong. DC really could have made a really big statement or a big hit if they would have had Green Lantern in there. That would have been their big surprise nobody saw coming or happening.
I wouldn't have even
got cast as him.
Would you have brought in Superman? I wouldn't have brought him back. Not this dude.
Superman?
Yeah, that was a worst kept secret, man.
No, well, we knew he was coming back, but I would have brought him back with the black suit where he had to restore his powers.
And angry as fuck.
Right. I would have done it that way, true to comic form. That would have read a whole lot better than put him in the pool, he wakes up, and he's mad at everybody and just wants to fight. Although, it's a badass scene for Superman.
But the one thing, if you notice how they shot that, they never showed Henry Cavill's face that whole scene when they resurrected him.
Yeah. They missed the opportunity. And then if you'd had Green Lantern show up, mystery casting, whoever the hell it could have been Armie Hammer, I don't care who it was. Just show up, ring on. They're like, who are you? This is me. This is what I can do. Do some stuff. You'd have already had everything set up. And if nothing else, people would have been hyped.
And then you wouldn't have even had to worry about creating another Green Lantern movie because they already had one.
Thank you. Even with that movie being a complete piece of crap, you'd have had a good representation of him in Justice League, would have been good to go.
And then you could have expanded on that.
Absolutely. No, they didn't even give you Shazam in there. And you're trying to put...
Shazam is magic, if I remember right.
Little boy that turns into a giant-ass man.
I think the Black Adam movie is coming out before.
Well, Black Adam, from what I hear, might be in Suicide Squad 2 now.
For God's sakes.
So yeah, if you're not a fan of The Rock, you're gonna get The Rock and Will Smith at the same time. That's Warner Brothers' next chess move.
No. Really?
But no amount of star power is gonna
No.
Script.
But Marvel, on the other hand, like I said, for Star Wars, I've been telling Jay, they have to have an oh shit moment that makes you go, oh shit, for that movie to be classic. I literally think Marvel's already got it up their sleeve, and in 3 or 4, you're gonna get an oh shit moment, like, what the hell?
I wanna see Wolverine in that bitch.
That's what I was just telling Keith. If no matter how much X-Men we've been hit with, if you get them in Marvel and put them on the screen in a Marvel film, it is a wrap.
It's done.
Every comic book fan on the planet that grew up on that is going to literally lose it. Especially because you know he's going to be in either the brown suit or the yellow and blue suit. It's going to be true to form.
I just want to see some shit where we look at the wall and then you see 3 fucking claw marks. Like that shit, for me, I would just know. That's like, dude, one fucking guy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and Storm in the comic book did marry Black Panther at one point.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Unless she used to bang Wolverine before that, but still.
I think it's going to happen, personally. There's too much secrecy in this movie, too much. 10 years built up to this movie.
Was like 22 movies, and I think the other thing...
Is it 22, really?
I think it's like 22, if I'm not mistaken, because they got a marathon coming up before that one comes out, and I think you have to start watching either 2 or 3 days before just to get up to Avengers Infinity War.
Is it going to be in order? You know?
All in order.
Is it going to be on a Disney channel?
No, this is movie theaters.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I think they could literally not put out another trailer.
And be fine with it?
And be perfectly fine with it.
But you know they're going to put one out on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, they literally...
Would need that. I don't think they would need that.
Well, I mean, this is going to be before Star Wars now, so, I mean, you can put it during the Super Bowl, but like you said, I mean, I really don't think you would need it.
Yeah. Although, you know what, one of the things I'm kind of thinking of, so for all the, and I think you mentioned it earlier, for all the people who don't really read the comics, are they going to properly portray how badass Thanos is?
Well, as long as he's not meted like Apocalypse.
Because Apocalypse, in the comic book, that dude was fucking real.